This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. World leaders are gathered in Paris for French President Emmanuel Macron's Gaza Aid Conference. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the group by video.
Civilians in Gaza, including children and women, face a never-ending humanitarian nightmare.
While Israel has agreed to daily four-hour pauses in the fighting, Guterres has once again called for a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. 700 trucks from Egypt loaded with food and water, medical supplies for shelters, have entered Gaza since the beginning of the hostilities. VOA's Natasha Mogoya reports from the Natanza border crossing between Israel and Egypt.
About 100 of them are passing through this crossing point at Nitzana between Israel and Egypt. Here they are scanned for anything that could be smuggled into the Gaza Strip. The trucks with Egyptian license plates start arriving at Nitzana at 8 a.m. Each truck with its loaded pallets is inspected separately, with dogs sniffing for explosives. 2 to 3 hours later, a convoy of 20 to 30 trucks makes its way along the Egyptian side of the border to the Rafah crossing into Gaza, monitored along the way by the Israel Defense Forces. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Nitzana Crossing, Israel.
Protesters clash with police outside the Socialist Party headquarters in Madrid, Spain. A fourth night in a row of this. After Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez secured a backing of a Catalan separatist party to form a government, a law granting amnesty to those prosecuted over Catalonia's attempt to secede from Spain was included.